WGNS.
Wake up with the crew. Wake up. Wake up with the crew. Wake up. You've all been sound asleep. Wake up with the crew. Don't sleep. The night is over. It's morning now. I hear the clock go beep. Wake up with the crew. Wake up with the crew. What are we going to hear from Brian? What are we going to hear from John? What are we going to hear from Dalton when the show goes on? Wake up with the crew. Wake up with the crew. The show is on.
News, traffic, weather, and fun every morning with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Good morning, everybody, and it's Thursday here on the Wake Up Crew, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and the just recent birthday boy, Dalton Barrett, here with us in the studios, only about 4 days older now, I guess.
That's true.
So, and I want you to tell us, you know, we were talking about Amazon and taking over, and, you know, there's some positive growth, though, in Rutherford County. I want to tell everybody out there this morning, get everybody on a good note.
Mm-hmm.
Home Goods is coming.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the other one we're supposed to be getting?
Costco. Yeah.
Yep. Getting a Costco.
Over there by Salem Highway, I believe, isn't it?
I think that's right.
And so a lot of growth and 14 car washes.
They're everywhere.
We do have a lot of car washes.
Every little section's got a car wash now.
Which one's your favorite?
Well, I don't really want to say because I, you know.
Smith Brothers.
Okay.
Smith Brothers.
I don't go to Smith Brothers, but yeah, I know. I heard they're fabulous.
They're the local ones.
Yeah,
you can go and get a great job.
I usually go whatever's close to my house on the way home is the way I do it. There's one on Church Street that's really nice, and
they're all about the same in terms of what they do and how they do it.
The new one coming in is what wash and roll or something like that. Yeah,
Mr. B's has all the fancy lights.
We live on the north end of town.
Oh, yes. You've told me that many a time.
Yeah, we're a North Ender.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's lots of new businesses popping up out there. The folks who own the Boulevard.
Yeah.
They're opening up a restaurant on that side of town, just down from the VA. And in that same complex, same area, Dunkin' Donuts is coming in. So,
Well, you all up there on the north end, you all get all those kind of different type of restaurants. We get the chain things, you know, Burger King and you know, Crystal. We get all those.
The restaurant, the Boulevard, which is just up here, it's a great place. They got great food. A lot of the menu items are coming, but it's going to have a different name, which I think is interesting. They should have called it Memorial Boulevard, I think.
Oh.
Wouldn't that have been clever?
No. Yeah.
It's right off Memorial.
You know, you ought to be a food critic, too. You know, you and your dad go to every restaurant and watch every movie.
Hey, if somebody wants to pay me to be a food critic, I'll do it in a heartbeat.
But don't put any mayonnaise in the old recipe.
No.
That's for sure. That would be a down. But anyway, we were talking about Amazon and how they've changed the face of shopping.
Absolutely.
You know, many companies are hurting because of Amazon.
They killed books first, and now they're...
And we have one violator right here.
Me?
Sitting here in front of our presence who will not shop anywhere except Amazon. So you come in with your birthday present today, or the other day. I guess it was Monday.
I've worn them every day since
and
then.
And I was going to talk about it before now, but yeah. And he bought you a pair of shoes.
He did.
What was the first thing that came? What was the first question I asked?
I said, oh, I guess he got them on Amazon.
Yeah. But no. Young man ventured out. Well, not a young man, but older man ventured
Middle-aged crisis, yeah. Man.
Well, here's the reason. I'll tell you why. Because I did look. And
of course you did.
size of his shoe came into question.
You think?
Whether it was a 13 or a 14.
Depends on the shoe.
And so he kept saying 14, and I thought, gosh, that's really big. And we looked at his other shoes, and he's got one pair that's a 14, and most of his others are 13. So I didn't know which one, so I wanted to get him a pair where he could take them back if they were too tight, because I just bought them. That was his birthday present. And
so you went with him? He went with you?
No, I just bought them. And I said, if they don't fit, you can take them back. And so that's why I went to a local
store. He walked into a store.
Fun fact about Amazon, you can actually return your Amazon products to Kohl's now. And they do something with them. If they can't resell them, they'll send them. They'll send them back to Amazon themselves.
Yeah. This is a Nike brand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are they too tight or they?
No, they're good. They're good.
Well, I'm so happy that you went into an actual store.
I do shop locally, especially if it's a restaurant.
Yeah, the credible shrinking man. 6:17 is time to take our first look at weather here on the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, guys. A heat advisory goes in effect this afternoon. Partly sunny for today, showers and storms in the area mainly during the afternoon. Highs top out near 90 degrees, with heat index values getting to or above 100. Winds west-southwesterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, winds become light, lows falling to the 70s, and then a slight chance for afternoon showers and storms on Friday. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 73.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro. Here's what some of the residents of Stones River Manor have to say.
It's a good place to be. We've been here now. I'm going on my fourth year. My wife passed away about a year ago. She said every day, I'm happy here. And of course, I'm staying here.
What activities do you like here?
Oh, the activities are great. We have exercise every day. Just depends on what the day is as to what we're going to be having. But music, Bible studies.
Stones River Manor on Haynes Drive.
Stay cool for less this summer when you shop Haynes Duvet Hardware. This is Rich Schmidt with more savings from Haynes Duvet Hardware. Right now, a HomePoint 16-inch 3-speed oscillating stand fan is only $16.99 while supplies last. Its oscillating feature allows for maximum airflow, and its slim design makes it perfect for a variety of spaces, large and small, such as offices, bedrooms, and garages. Take advantage of this bargain of the month and other great summer cooling products before they're gone at Haynes Duvet Hardware, 1807 Memorial Boulevard.
Branches Counseling Center provides healing, hope, and restoration for people of all faiths, regardless of their ability to pay. Part of how we do that is by the support of people like you who are interested in caring for others. This is Dr. Mike Courtney at Branches. If you'd like to know more about how to help others through Branches Counseling Center, we encourage you to go to our website, branchescounselingcenter.com. We're here to help others, and we want you to be a part of that as well. Thank you. God bless.
WGNS. Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
Deputies Kyle Rigsby and Jeff Spurlock, both with the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, were at the hospital where a 3-year-old boy was waiting for his sister to be born, and he asked them for a hug. Several people, also in the waiting room, saw what was happening, and they were moved emotionally as they took photos of the event. We say thank you to Rutherford County Sheriff's deputies Kyle Rigsby and Jeff Spurlock. You helped to make Rutherford County special.
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the Emergency Responder of the Week.
Emmy, you...
NBC Sports Radio Update starts now.
Scores are low. It means one thing, the Open Championship. I'm Rob Bushka. Golf's final major of the year, the 148th Open Championship, is underway from Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland. Dustin Johnson hoping to turn in a great card.
Played the course, you know, a few times, and, you know, it's a really good golf course. It's in good shape. You know, I think it's playing very, very fair, but it's quite difficult if, you know, obviously depending on the weather. You know, even with no wind, it still requires you to hit real quality golf shots if you want to shoot a good score.
Scores started low. It's a logjam atop the board at 3-under on the back nine. Phil Mickelson struggled on the front nine. Tiger tees off at 10:10 Eastern. He's 10 minutes behind Johnson. Baseball. The Mets may have struggled in the first half, but that's why they play 162 games.
Alonso hits one in the air, way back to left. This one's headed to the upper deck. And halfway up it, Pete Alonso with a titanic home run. How's that for your home run derby myth?
Mets radio, 14-4, they walloped the Twins in Minnesota to sweep the brief two-game set. They've won four in a row. The Giants have won five straight. They swept the Rockies in four in the Mile High. Across the Bay, the A's are the hottest team in the show. They've won six straight after downing Seattle 10-2. Dodgers two-hit the Phillies en route to a 7-2 win, while the Red Sox edged Toronto 5-4. College football, reason to smile in Aggie land as Texas A&M lands the number one high school quarterback recruit. This update brought to you by Farmers.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Talk to Farmers.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
You're listening to NBC Sports Radio and the NBC Sports Scores app.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day. We are located on Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, call us for a free consultation at 867-9900.
And 6:22, time for a look at some sports. And I want to tell you guys, I went July 3rd, I went to the Sounds game.
Oh, yeah?
Watched the fireworks.
How was that?
Long. I'll tell you what happened. Nashville scored like 11 runs in one inning. And the game started at 7. They shot the fireworks at 11:20 that night. Yeah. The storm came. They thought they were going to have to call the game, but it didn't. It just passed right over the stadium. You know, the lightning was in the background. But they kept playing, but it was such a long game. 14 to 11 was the final.
Pretty cool little stadium, though, isn't it?
Oh, it's a nice stadium. Food's great, too. Mm-hmm, food's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to go far to get it.
Right.
You don't have to wait in line too long.
That's always a plus.
Always good.
I really like it there.
You know, there's only one park I like better than the Sounds Stadium.
Where is that, John?
That would be SunTrust Park.
That's where the Atlanta Braves play, and that's where they're playing tonight. Back at home for the Atlanta Braves as they take on the Washington Nationals. You can hear the Braves and Nats in division play. First division series here after the All-Star break. Tonight, News Radio WGNS. Be sure to tune in 6:05 airtime. You'll hear it live right here. Of course, the Braves also will be at home tomorrow. And then Saturday afternoon, 5:05 airtime, extended pregame for that. And then Braves hosting Kansas City next Tuesday. They've got Monday off as well. So that's what we've got coming up for you Braves-wise here on News Radio WGNS.
Our time now is 24 minutes after 6 o'clock. Coming up, Dave Ross's commentary and Eye on Washington from CBS News.
So Habitat Restore now has a location in Smyrna and Murfreesboro.
Two locations to serve Rutherford County.
You don't know what you'll be missing if you don't come see us today at the Habitat Restore.
Habitat Restore Murfreesboro at 850 Mercury Boulevard and Habitat Restore Smyrna at 413 Nissan Drive. We'd like to thank Rutherford County for all your continued support of our mission.
And thank you for shopping at the Restore.
The nightmare of planning, applying, and paying for college. It's hard to escape the dreaded red tape.
Hurry! It's coming!
You can panic.
The computer!
Or visit collegefortn.org. collegefortn.org cuts through the red tape.
You all right in there, sir?
Yes, officer.
We just got a little freaked out about college.
Visit collegefortn.org today. Higher education. Put your mind to it.
Sponsored by the Tennessee Higher Education Commission in cooperation with the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters.
Go back where you came from. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance. The great thing about being an American is that when a president says to you something like, "Why don't you go back to where you came from?" you can simply say, "Because I don't want to, and you can't make me." And of course, some people go beyond that. But the point is, having that kind of freedom is part of what makes America such a magnet for oppressed people.
Where are you from?
Venezuela.
Venezuela?
Like the woman Nora O'Donnell talked to through a chain-link fence at a migrant processing center in Texas.
And you traveled the whole way with your son?
A lot of
walking.
They left us alone in the jungle, she says. I had to walk so much. It was terrible. But I had to do it for my son. When the president said that anyone who hates America is free to leave, I think it's fair to say he was expressing a preference for people who love America as it is. And this whole debate got me wondering, where can you find people like that who love America unconditionally? Is it the person who always stands for the anthem? Is it the person who pays his taxes on time? Or is it a mother who navigates the jungle with her 2-year-old son and who is sleeping on a mat under a Mylar blanket behind a fence and yet who feels nothing but gratitude? Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.
Progressive Insurance. Pick from a range of coverage options with the Name Your Price tool to find a price that works for you. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Eye on the White House.
The president survives a procedural vote, staving off an article of impeachment. Every House Republican and a majority of Democrats voted to table the measure, setting it aside.
The motion is adopted.
But 95 Democrats voted to have Congressman Al Green's resolution heard. The Texas Democrat drafted a single article of impeachment, calling Donald Trump unfit to be president and pointing to his recent tweets as evidence. Mr. Trump has argued the first-term Democrats he's targeted hate the country. He was asked if he's relishing the fight.
I'm not relishing the fight. I'm enjoying it because I have to get the word out to the American people.
Eye on the White House, I'm Stephen Portnoy, CBS News.
You have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. See how much you could save at libertymutual.com.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
We're just jamming up here this morning. It's 27 minutes after 6 o'clock. All the boys are here. The boys are back in town. Dalton and Brian.
Guess who just got back today?
Who?
Those wild-eyed boys who had been away.
No, what?
I was singing "The Boys Are Back."
That's the lyrics. The boys are back. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. I kind of went there with it too, didn't I?
Boys who had been away. Yeah.
And then I just kind of went into a 6:30 a.m. kind of, right. You know. Yeah.
What day is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Thursday.
It's Thursday. Damn. We got that right.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about, I guess, this morning we were talking about shoes and shoe sizes and Brian actually going into a store and buying shoes.
I do shop, and I like to shop local if I can, but I just don't like to go just looking around. Well, there's one place that I do, but anyway.
We know where that is.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's Best Buy.
Oh, I thought it was Office Depot.
He's got two places.
He loves Office Depot.
I do.
If it's an office supply store or an electronics store, he'll go in and he'll shop.
Yeah.
That's
he likes the newest fads, though, and he looks that up on the internet, probably, or hears it from you.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah. And he does buy some of that stuff online, too.
Yeah. Oh, I am. I'm sure. He has to have the latest gizmo. What phone do y'all have now, by the way? Is it the iPhone 7000? Which one is it?
7000. The XS.
The X what?
XS.
Okay, and what does it do that the other ones don't do?
Yeah, mine's gold. It's just faster and better processing, cameras, that kind of stuff.
Okay, everything's an upgrade. They're having a little trouble selling those, though, aren't they?
They did, yeah. Their sales have gone, weren't as high as they expected.
People are keeping their phones longer instead of getting the newest one each year because they're only small upgrades.
And the prices are getting
taller,
yeah.
Bigger.
Yeah, and they I guess, too, people are at the... If it's not something that just blow them away, they don't want to buy.
Well, they released a new computer this year. Apple did, the newest Power Mac, I think. It's a desktop computer, and it's $6,000 with a $2,000 stand for the computer.
Oh, well, you'll have one at your house in about 2 days.
No,
I will not. No. It's more expensive than my car.
Well, okay. Anyway, let's go to the day in history.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
I still have a dream. Tear down this wall.
And here is Mr. Positive himself, Brandon Brooks.
This is CBS Rewind.
July 18th, 1964. The Four Seasons at the top of the singles chart with... Ragdoll. In 1974, the U.S. Justice Department orders John Lennon deported.
I'm just one of those faces, you know. People never like my face.
He believed it was because of his anti-war activity.
You have to be more politically aware in the day and age. It's impossible to close your eyes.
And July 18th, 2008.
It's simple. Kill the Batman.
The release of the Batman sequel, The Dark Knight.
I've seen now what I have to become to stop men like him.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind. With more Today in History, here's John.
Was the Batman, The Dark Knight, was that the first one with Christopher Nolan?
Second one.
That's the one with the Joker.
One with the Joker.
That's the best one.
Best Batman movie ever released.
Yeah.
Not the best Batman.
No.
Because that would be Michael Keaton. Oh, no. But the best movie.
I don't know the Joker. I don't know. They can understand him.
You couldn't understand the guy.
Yeah, but as a movie, it's
Wait,
the storytelling.
I liked Christian Bale as Batman.
Oh, I liked him too. Okay, but you couldn't understand what he's saying.
You couldn't understand Bane either. Mm-hmm. That was the second one, wasn't it?
The third one.
The third one?
Yeah.
I liked Bane as a villain, but I couldn't understand a word he said.
I didn't understand the whole movie hardly except the Catwoman girl. You know, that was in the third one, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the third one.
But it's really dark, too. All those Batman movies are dark. Then they made Superman dark.
They shouldn't have made Superman dark. That's what I love about Spider-Man. Well, they made Spider-Man dark.
This time?
Well, no. Remember in the first Amazing Spider-Man movie? No, they made Spider-Man dark.
I hate that they've changed his costume all the time. They're always changing Spider-Man's
costume. I like the
new
one a lot, though. Of course you do. The black looks great.
Of course you do, Mr. Millennial Man. Okay. All right, here we go. 1927. Ty Cobb gets his 4,000th career hit. Congratulations to Ty Cobb.
We're a little late with the congratulations, but.
1980, Billy Joel's Glass Houses album tops U.S. chart, featuring this hit song, It's Still Rock and Roll to Me.
It's still rock and roll, or was it rock and roll?
Well, it's when you're drinking coffee and not ready to press the button.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style?
You know, you just can't get good help anymore.
No.
I mean, I gave him a lead up to it and everything.
I wasn't even paying attention.
No. You really haven't for the last 15 minutes, but who's counting? And in 1994, this beautiful song from Seal. That's Seal with Sealed from a Kiss.
I want to remind you about our good neighbor of the day today, and that would be Teresa Rigsby. She's very sweet. She's very kind in the care that she provides at Adam's Place. So she's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
And don't forget about those birthdays as well as we continue here on the Wake Up Crew at 6:34.
Good morning, guys. A heat advisory goes in effect this afternoon. Partly sunny for today, showers and storms in the area mainly during the afternoon. Highs top out near 90 degrees, with heat index values getting to or above 100. Winds west-southwesterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, winds become light, lows falling to the 70s, and then a slight chance for afternoon showers and storms on Friday. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 73.
Good morning. Watching traffic pick up down 24 westbound, headed up through the Hickory Hollow area towards Nashville. Still on time, 840, hopping up there from 41 to 840 over towards Franklin, Williamson County. And Sam Ridley's already picked up now, leaving Smyrna down to I-24. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check it out, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
At Ascension St. Thomas, our care teams listen to you as both a woman and an expecting mom. Whether it's your first child or your next, our integrated network of doctors, nurses, and specialists take the time to understand the care you need. Then, we create a maternity experience that's right for you and your baby. Or on occasion, twin babies. Visit sthealthbaby.com.
It's Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, the law offices of John Day, and the Rutherford Home Show, on air Saturdays at noon.
Hello, I'm Dave Gober with FNB Mortgage.
And Dean Higby with South Branch Nursery.
Be sure to tune in every Saturday for the Rutherford Home Show, presented by Old South Property.
We are joined each week by local professionals to give helpful information about your home and the local community.
We also give you local real estate stats and rate information.
Join us here on WGNS for the Rutherford Home Show.
Saturdays at noon with Dean Higby and Dave Glover here on WGNS.
It's Thursday, July the 18th. Time for Good Neighbor Events from News Radio WGNS. The Red Cross is low on blood and they're having blood drives for the next several days. 9 to 5 today. And then tomorrow through Sunday, each of those days, from 7 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. Also, the Tennessee Youth Baseball Tournaments continue today through Sunday over at Barfield Park. This is for boys and girls ages 3 to 18. Don't forget the Farmer's Market in the morning, 7 until noon over at the Lane Agri Park. There is a free class at 9 o'clock in the morning at the Farmer's Market. The Lane Agri Park is at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard, just down from Sam's and next to Paws. There's a grief support group meeting at 10 in the morning at the St. Clair Street Senior Center, 325 St. Clair Street. The annual summer party begins at 6:30 at Oakland's Mansion tomorrow night. Call Oakland's Mansion, 615-893-0022. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor events.
Let's face it, higher is better. That's why everyone loves a penthouse or to see the world from a mountaintop. What makes higher better is the view. You can see right over the horizon. That's why First Bank CD rates going up is good news. You can view what's on your horizon and see a clear road to your goals. Open a CD at First Bank while rates are rising and get a bank with a great view of your future. FirstBankOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants.
Good food and fun.
Come see us at the new Toots West at the corner of Rucker Lane and Highway 96 Franklin Road. Step inside time when vacations used to be down Route 66 and all the roadside attractions. Well, it's in the new Toots and you're going to love it. Come see us today at Toots West. It's open on the corner of Rucker Lane and Highway 96 Franklin Road in West Murfreesboro.
Good food and fun.
The Doug Young Educator of the Month salute from News Radio WGNS spotlights Carrie Parr, a special education teacher at Barfield Elementary. Here's Melissa Miller.
What would you say to up-and-coming teachers to encourage them?
Always be looking for the good that is in a child and what a child can do versus what they can't do, because that's what usually will take a child a long way.
What made you decide to be a teacher?
I love working with children that have challenges and that have obstacles that they're trying to get around.
What do you enjoy most from working with students?
My favorite thing is when I see them do something that nobody thought they could do, or when I see the smile on their face when they are surprised at what they're able to do.
What are the achievements you're most proud of?
Just being in special ed for as long as I have been. It's something that I really love. It's a passion that I followed.
Carrie Parr, a special education teacher at Barfield Elementary, the Doug Young Educator of the Month. Sponsored by City Tile and Floor Covering on Spring Street, L&K Trophies, and Toots Good Food and Fun.
It's time for the Dad Joke of the Day.
Brought to you by...
When it's hot outside and you need a cool truck, call Total Transformation.
Hey guys, Brian Kennedy here with Total Transformation Heating and Air Conditioning. Give us a call at 615-900-6873.
Total Transformation.
6:39 on the Wake Up Crew. There is one thing, Dalton, that I have to say. This is the only segment of the program where the commercial is really the best part of the whole segment.
Yeah. That's true. It's a great commercial.
Great song.
I'm standing here, you
okay.
know.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Ready? Are you ready for the dad joke of the day?
I am ready. Are you ready is the question.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
All right. So,
ready to get this over with.
What do you call a baby monkey?
A baby monkey. I don't know what.
A chimp off the old block.
Delivery was good.
Yeah. I'm going to give him a 7.
I'm going back to 8 again. I think that was really good delivery. I really liked it.
It was good. Yeah.
I was going to say, what do you call a baby monkey named Dalton? A chimp off the old block.
I knew that's where it was headed. You can't say monkey without... making it derogatory towards me.
Then it would sound like it was derogatory toward him, you know, the chimp off the old block.
Yeah.
So that's why he didn't do it.
Exactly.
6:41, it's time for CBS National News, followed by Ron Jordan with a check of local news.
CBS News Update.
Send her back.
At a campaign rally for President Trump in Greenville, North Carolina last night, supporters blasted lawmakers in the House for condemning Mr. Trump's tweets telling four congresswomen of color to go back where they came from.
everything is so freaking touchy with all of them. They have no sense of humor. They have no common sense. I'm sorry, just a bag of idiots.
One of the subjects of the president's tweets, Omar Ilhan, is speaking out again. Correspondent Paula Reed.
Omar responded to the president's attacks and the crowd's chants in a series of tweets last night. She quoted poet Maya Angelou, saying, "You may kill me with your hatefulness, but still, like air, I'll rise."
The House has voted unanimously to kill a resolution to impeach President Trump. CBS News Update. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
Middle Tennessee Electric is adding something new to the Rutherford County area. MTEMC President Chris Jones says that former Governor Bill Haslam worked to change state law to allow the utility provider to provide better access to internet coverage in rural areas. Jones says the effort to provide internet to rural areas is just like the effort to provide electricity to small towns in the 20s and 30s.
The decision was made by really the farmers and homeowners in that area, and they said, okay, the big cities have electricity. We want electricity. Why can't we get it? Those companies that serve those big cities wouldn't deliver power to the rural areas because it wasn't feasible, so they decided to do it themselves. They created the Rural Electrification Administration, and to me, this broadband effort is akin to that. The big companies won't necessarily go out and serve those rural areas because maybe it's just not feasible, profitable.
Jones says new equipment is being installed now at various sites throughout Rutherford County. If you get a phone call asking for money to help Murfreesboro police officers or firefighters, think twice before saying yes. Lieutenant Clayton Williams, who works for the Murfreesboro PD, says he got a call.
So I asked him, I said, who gets the funds? And he said, we distribute it to, you know, lots of different people with needs of Murfreesboro police officers. And I said, really? I said, can you tell me somebody who may have received something like that lately? And couldn't answer. And then after a while, I asked him, I said, where are you located at? And then he got frustrated with me and hung up the phone.
William says it's best to ask questions and do a little investigating before you agree to help organizations that call you. When news breaks, we tweet it. Just follow us at WGNS Radio or Facebook.com/WGNS Radio. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio, WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com, on the go with our mobile apps. News Radio, WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Nova Copy, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, has changed its name to Novatech to reflect the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
I've just had my cataract surgery.
McCabe Vision Center.
My astigmatism was corrected. My farsightedness, my nearsightedness, every single thing has been corrected.
McCabe Vision Center.
Give yourself the gift of sight. And I can drive at nighttime. I can see everything. I mean, crystal clear. Anyway, thank you.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Technologies continue to improve just like everything else.
That's former State Representative John Hood.
He wanted me to try a new one. I had a lot more capabilities. And then since then, whenever I have a problem or need a checkup, I guess every 6 months or so, I go in and he cleans them and checks my hearing.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster, 608 East Clark Boulevard. Hearing aid and audiology services.
When it's hot outside and you need a cool truck, call Total Transformation.
Yeehaw, to my dad.
Brian Kennedy here. Time to get those HVAC systems nice and clean. We're running a $99 special for one system, two cleanings a year. If you have a second system, that's $65.
Call Total Transformation, 615-900-6873.
Total Transformation.
If you want to get some barbecue, I tell you how to do it. Head for the Slick Pig and you're into it. Just walk through the door at 1920 East Main and your nose will send a message right to your brain. Say, smells good. And barbecue. Slick Pig. We got ribs and beans. got spicy wings. Slick Pig.
A Murfreesboro tradition. 1920 East Main.
It's Man on the Street Newsmakers, presented by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Bazing and Elite Checking from First National Bank of Murfreesboro gives you more reasons to bank locally.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro's Bazing gives cell phone protection.
Hi, honey. We're going to have fresh fish tonight. Whoops, my phone.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. This is Frieda Morgan from First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC.
Dr. Linda Gilbert, director of the Murfreesboro City Schools, is concerned that fewer people want to be teachers.
I believe it's the most important job in the world. I believe every profession is dependent upon teaching, and yet we're seeing fewer and fewer enter the teacher prep program. I'm very concerned that what we're seeing is a punitive approach instead of a positive approach. We talk about wanting to have local control, and yet I think that what we've seen with education, at least, is probably less local control than I can ever remember.
What must we do now?
We have to have an understanding as a society that teaching is a noble profession and that we once again have to capture the respect for teaching. And I understand that it's easy for people to say, well, that rests at the teacher's feet, but really it rests at the rules and regulations that are on teachers too.
Murfreesboro City Schools Director, Dr. Linda Gilbert, on First National Bank of Murfreesboro's Man on the Street Newsmakers.
Well, it's not moving away from the standards. We have to teach them. We really need to take a look at what we call accountability. When we go to meetings, we need to hear the stories of children because that's where it matters. I think the successes that we have, we need to get them out there somehow more so that we can have children who want to go into teaching.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 12 minutes before 7 o'clock here on this Thursday morning. I want to remind you to call or text in your birthdays. That number, 615-893-1450. That's right, 615-893-1450. And we'll give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on North Walnut Street. It's time for, I guess, what we always do at 648 is talk about what day it is.
Every day, such a holiday. Beep, 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 beep.
Today.
Yes, Dalton.
Gentlemen.
My man.
Is Caviar Day.
Oh, we should be distinguished.
It is Caviar Day. Ugh. Today shall henceforth be known as the day that we eat caviar.
Okay. That's fish eggs, isn't it? Is that what it is?
Yeah. I've never had caviar.
You know, we shouldn't be talking about it because I've never had it either. I've seen it, and it's been served to me before, but I've never eaten it.
I don't know why.
Why are eggs black? That's the only caviar I've seen, and it looks gross. I'm never going to eat it. I have tried it. It's, ugh.
Well, why is it such a delicacy if it's so disgusting?
Wouldn't it be a protein, though?
Depends on the fish.
Ah. Does it depend on the...
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Depends on the fish.
Depends on the fish. Caviar expert, but...
Out of the three of us, you are the caviar expert. You know more than either of us do.
That's
and
true.
You've eaten it.
That's very true. Salty.
You've eaten it.
I don't care for it.
Is it like an appetizer? It's
supposed to go good with champagne, I think.
Ah.
Champagne and caviar.
Mm-hmm. Champagne and caviar.
Do we... Does it make everyone talk that way?
I don't know. All I know is...
I'm glad this is over.
It's 6:50. Let's focus on the family. Let's focus on something.
It's not easy to forgive someone who's hurt you, but forgiveness can transform you and everyone around you for the better. A great example of that is the former president of South Africa, Nelson Mandela. He had every right to hold a grudge. He spent almost 30 years in prison for opposing the South African government. When Nelson Mandela was a young man, South Africa was locked in racial conflict sanctioned by the government. He was arrested for promoting racial equality and spent 27 years confined to a small cell with no bed or plumbing. He was forced into hard labor and subjected to inhumane punishment. After he was freed in 1990, Mandela faced a choice in how he would respond, either with revenge or forgiveness, the repercussions of his decision would be significant. He had a national following and tremendous political clout. He could have spearheaded an uprising that would have cost many lives. Instead, Mandela forgave his captors, and as South Africa's first black president, inspired a nation to eradicate racial segregation and to mend their divisions. Mandela remained a champion for peace around the world until his death in 2013 at the age of 95. Why forgive someone who's hurt you? Because, as Mandela once said, you will achieve far more in this world through acts of mercy than you will through acts of retribution. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:53 here on this Thursday morning. Hope everybody's having a good Thursday morning as well. And it is time now, as we always do at this time, to check on our celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
All right, we're going to start out early this morning with one in 1895. George Machine Gun Kelly was born in Memphis, Tennessee. Gangster. That's why they called him Machine Gun.
Machine Gun.
Yeah. He used a machine gun, too. In 1921, John Glenn was born. John Glenn, the astronaut, that first man to get into go into space, later became a senator, longtime senator in Congress.
Right.
That's where senators go. Uh-huh. They go to Congress. No.
John Glenn to Houston.
Oh, boy. Houston, we have a problem. In 1988, Kristen Bell was born. 1988.
Wow.
Now, she was in Frozen, you know. It's right. The voice of Frozen. And
she's the one married to Dax Shepard, I think.
Yes, married to Dax Shepard. Mm-hmm. Been in a lot of movies, a lot of TV shows. Veronica Mars, known for that. And finally, in 1967, this is one that I know you're going to love, Dalton. Vin Diesel was born.
Good old Diesel.
What are they fixing to make Fast and Furious 27 now? Isn't
well,
coming up?
Now they're doing spinoffs of the Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah, to you know, feature
Hobbs
The Rock.
And Shaw, yeah.
Because Rock didn't have enough movies to make.
Well, he was in the other Fast and Furious
movies. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. He's all over the place.
Only got about 12 more movies a year now.
Now's your chance. Call or text your birthdays to us. 615-893-1450. We're going to give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe.
All right. Thank you, Dalton. It's 6:55 here on the Wake Up Crew time. Once again, take a look at that weather.
Good morning, guys. A heat advisory goes in effect this afternoon. Partly sunny for today. Showers and storms in the area, mainly during the afternoon. Highs top out near 90 degrees, with heat index values getting to or above 100. Winds west-southwesterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Winds become light. Lows falling to the 70s. And then a slight chance for afternoon showers and storms on Friday. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 73.
Hot and humid weather. Stay ahead of the game with an air conditioning tune-up from Precision Air. A tune-up's an affordable way to ensure your system's ready for the cooling season. Precision Air, celebrating 25 years of service. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase out here now. 24 westbounds. We're checking out live here up by Walden Road. Sam Riley Parkway's already got some traffic coming in from Smyrna. Still holding up out here at 840 as you head over towards Franklin, Williamson County. If you're moving soon, call Call Smashville Moving Company, 584-4954. Check them out online. Get to know them at smashvillemovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on Time Travel.
Hi, I'm Nick Cohn with News Radio WGNS, and I'm here to tell you to try the best and trust only the best when it comes to CBD. That's CBD American Shaman, located on the Murfreesboro downtown square. Curious about CBD? Do you have questions? Stop by CBD American Shaman, open daily.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun. Our newest location, Toots West, is now open. It's on the corner of Rucker Lane and Highway 96, Franklin Road. And it's the same delicious food, the exact same menu and prices, the same service you've come to love, and the daily specials are exactly the same. Come have your Toots experience now at Toots West. Toots West, it's open on the corner of Rucker Lane and Highway 96, Franklin Road in West Murfreesboro.
Hi, I'm Will Brown, great-grandson of Roscoe Brown. One of the service projects I was lucky enough to do was serving at the Journey Home in Murfreesboro. Being able to serve food to people who didn't have much of anything was a big impact on my life, almost as much as it was on theirs.
This unbreakable community bond is the foundation of the Roscoe Brown Company, with plumbing, heating and air, indoor air quality, and more.
Roscoe Brown. RoscoeBrown.com.
I think I can do it better.
Hi, I'm Wade Hayes, owner of Toots Good Food and Fun. I strongly believe that volunteers make a positive difference in the quality of life here in our community.
Our Toots volunteer is Celeste Middleton. Celeste is a board member of the Rutherford County Boys and Girls Club. This State Farm agent has volunteered as a coach for the Boys and Girls basketball team. In addition to being active with the Boys and Girls Club, she's also active with the Power of Pink. We thank Celeste Middleton for her devotion and dedication to this community. Celeste Middleton is being honored as our Toots volunteer.
At Toots, we strongly believe that it's important for every one of our citizens to give some of their time and talent back into the community. And we want to honor these individuals with a Toots gift certificate good at any of our Rutherford County locations. 860 Northwest Broad Street, on Church Street in the Barfield area, in Smyrna on Sam Ridley, and Toots West on Franklin Road at Rucker Lane.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And about time to leave you at 6:58 for the first hour. We'll be back for the 7 o'clock hour. I want to remind you, call or text in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. We'll be giving away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on North Walnut Street.
Teresa Rigsby is today's good neighbor of the day. She's so sweet and she's so kind in the care that she provides at Adams Place that somebody nominated her, and we're going to give her some flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
And you can send those in to us. Name, address, phone number, a reason why they should be good neighbor. Regular mail, email, news at WGNSradio.com. Send us those good neighbors. Right now, we're going to check on the CBS World News Roundup, brought to you locally by French's Shoes and Boots.
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro.
Shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
You can save lots of money right now at French's. It's almost back to school time, so stop on in for the latest selections on all name brand shoes, John.
All right, that's going to wrap up the 6 o'clock hour here of the Wake Up Crew. The second hour is coming up, and I want to remind you, be careful out there this morning. You're listening to News Radio WGNS.
News Radio WGNS Murfreesboro, the voice of Rutherford County and the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. The Courthouse Clock shows it's 7 o'clock.
Road trip for a tax on